Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Every big moment starts with a big dream. But what happens when that big dream turns out to be a big flop? From Wondery and At Will Media, I'm Misha Brown, and this is The Big Flop. Every week, comedians join me to chronicle the biggest flubs, fails, and blunders of all time, like Quibi.
It's kind of like when you give yourself your own nickname and you try to, like, get other people to do it.
And the 2019 movie adaptation of Cats.
Like, if I'm watching the dancing and I'm noticing the feet aren't touching the ground, there's something wrong with the movie.
Find out what happens when massive hype turns into major fiasco. Enjoy The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Get started with your free trial at wondery.com/plus.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So Charlie is saying, Charlie, not Sarsgaard, is saying like, yeah, you know, I'm not looking for love, but I do miss not being single. Cause like, if you're in a relationship, you miss being single. But if you're in a, if you're single, you miss a relationship, you know? So like, if I impregnated some chick tomorrow and that was the love of my life, I'd be cool. Cause life is short, like, especially in crypto.
So Brooks is like, the thing about Charlie that's so confusing is he talks a big game, but he actually doesn't sleep with that many people, to like my knowledge. And I really don't want them to sleep together. That would be like disgusting and horrible.
So Chloe's on the date now and she's like, so Brooks is mouth telling me you skateboard a lot. And he's like, yeah. I was like big into a skateboarding accident last year. And like this dude was like, holy shit, were you bit by a shark? You look so bloody. And I was like, God, I wish I got bit by a shark. That would have been badass. That would have been so fucking crypto.
We see footage from his bike accident. You know, it's when people talk about that they have a life-changing bike accident, it's usually like something that was like near death or they broke bones and everything. And it's just like him just bloodied. Like he fell off his bike. He just was like scuffed up. And he's like, it was crazy, this bike accident. Chloe's like, yeah. And then he's like, yeah, I wish I was. By the way, I went out, I was like talking to a girl recently and she was like, yo, if a guy got bit by a shark, that would be an ick to me because it's like, he should be able to fend off the shark. And I was like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
And Chloe's like, you know what's ick to me? Like, when guys go through security at an airport and take your shoes off, like, and then they walk through the machine barefoot. Ew.
Then she also has another ick. She goes, you know what's an ick for me? When a guy is like struggling to open an umbrella, it's like, and it's like flopping back and forth. That's such an ick. Like, if you can't open your umbrella the first time, then like, why are you even talking to me?
But then he's like, so wait, if it's the airport, is it the taking off the shoes thing or is it the barefoot thing? And she goes, both. Like, ick. Okay, so what, do you want the guy to be put in terrorism jail? Like, they're going to throw your boyfriend into Guantanamo Bay for refusing to take off his shoes, Chloe.
Chloe's also revealing that she doesn't have, like, TSA pre-check, by the way. She's like, ew, I hate that. That's actually, I think, her real ick. She's like,
yeah, guys with that clear.
If he doesn't have, like, global entry, I'm like, gross.
Ew.
Ew. Might as well just, like, try to open up an umbrella awkwardly.
So Chloe orders a drink that's served in a little bathtub, which is hilarious. I'm sure her mom's like, "Had a girl, Chloe. Marla approves."
And Charlie's like, "Am I icking myself out if I drink this? I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Am I giving you the ick right now?" She's like, "No, you're not." He's like, "Yeah." It's like,
so he's like, yeah, so am I like your second ever first date? And she's like, no. And because I was picturing like a boyfriend and then me. And she's like, don't flatter yourself.
flatter myself. Yeah. So Chloe's like, she's like, Charlie's great. Like, Brooks and I are friends. So like, why would he not want, I'm sorry. Charlie says that Chloe's great. And that Brooks, he's like, since Brooke and I are friends, like, why would he not want me to wake up with a sister?
Yeah. So she's like, what's your like vibe for the summer? Like dating, seeing people, any umbrella action coming up? And he's like, well, I'm like open to seeing. And she goes, yeah, that's a good answer.
It's like not even an answer. It's like, I'm just opening to see what happens. Oh my God. That was good, so answer. Insightful.
Yes. So now we go apartment hunting with Ariana and Hudson and Gavin, the real estate agent. He's like, welcome to Alphabet City. Okay. Based on Avenue A, Avenue B, and Avenue C. Okay.
Oh my God. Is this where the soup is made? No, this is not where Alphabet Soup is made. Oh, that's too bad.
So they're like, this is so hard shopping in New York. It's like so expensive. So they go. So then we go to Riley, and Riley's like, my mom is Candy Burris. People might remember me when I was a little girl, but I just got out of NYU with a major in music business. So I'm going to work for the universe. I want to work for the industry, but I only have 1 year until I'm cut off. It's like, that is not fair that Todd is still not cut off and you are going to be cut off.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. Is Kayla cut off? Kayla's cut off, right? She was cut off.
Yeah, I think they cut off Kayla a while ago.
Oh, I wonder if Raleigh's going to be able to meet someone who works in the music industry. Huh. So Brooks is like sitting next to Riley and he goes, the pressure is on. And then they're like, oh my God. She's like, me saying that in the most monotone voice. Like, that was iconic of me.
The pressure is on.
She's like, literally, I was thinking that, like, you said that, like, the pressure's on, is definitely on. Like, that was so funny, Brooks.
So Brooks talks to Chloe. She had a fun date. She's like, it was fun. It wasn't that deep. But now Brooks is getting himself worked up into a tizzy because he's a Housewives fan and he knows that that's what he's supposed to do. So he's starting to get himself revved up. He's like, I personally find it offensive that he texted me something like, come meet us out later tonight if we're not already back at my place. Like, so gross. And I responded like this. Ew.
Chloe goes, I'm gonna vomit.
Like, he's texting me like I'm one of his boys.
In what hemisphere, in what umbrella opening hemisphere does he think that I would go home with him on the first day? Like, gross.
Now I have to see him at Amira's show and it's going to be like so awkward because he texted me about my sister.
That's like so gross. And I had to pretend like I didn't have the ick when he said that like people who get shark bites couldn't help it. When secretly I was like, gross.
So he meets up with Riley to go see this fashion show. And he's like, hey, so is there a dress code for this? And she's like, yeah, I thought it was like the theme of the show. And he goes, oh, let's look at the invitation. Liminal beings. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that means either. It's a great question.
I don't know what that is. What the fuck is that?
Liminal beings. Oh my God. I love these.
Liminal. Ideas. Occupying a position at or on both sides of a boundary or threshold, relating to a transitional or initial stage of a process. So I guess they're taking that to mean dead or like you just died. Cause this was like a horror show, right?
Sort of. Yeah. I mean, like subliminal. I think liminal, I always thought it was like something to do with like where your mind is at or something. I don't know. So Charlie's, so they
I
go
just
in
you from the dicks. So don't argue. Thank if God. You want to argue with someone, call Miriam or Webster.
Well, when you said it was a thing about death, that's what I was trying to say. Like in my mind, I always thought it was pertaining.
Oh,
to
okay. Life. That was me. You were that's arguing why. With the right person.
I have like arguing. The ick right now.
You called the right department.
Did you take more than 1 second to open up your umbrella? Because if you did, I have the ick.
Your aura is icking me.
I have so much ick right now about your umbrella and sharks. So Charlie's playing basketball with his friends Dylan and Shy. They're smoking a joint because they're cool. And so
they're very like One Tree Hill, these guys. They're like, yeah, I was smoking joints. Yeah, it's fucking amazing. You want another joint? That one is so hot. And then everywhere he shows up, he's like, anybody want to hit my joint? I know. Wow, you're like, so cool.
Like, he just learned how to smoke weed. Yeah. He is hot. And so what's so funny, one thing that we talked about on the trailer for this show is that we see all these characters And then when you look at the key art for the show, there's this one person who's on the poster, who's front and center, that's not in the trailer and is like not on this episode. But actually that person is Shy, who is in this scene, but they don't even highlight Shy in the scene. They just highlight the other guy who's not even on the poster, the hot guy with the joint, who I think is Dylan. It's just weird. It's just funny to me that there's this person named Shy who is all over the poster, and yet people like he's like not, they don't seem to pay attention to him on the show. It's disquiet.
Well, maybe we'll get to him. We'll get to him later. You never know.
His name is Shy. They'll get boring
and they'll just bring in Shy. They'll bring up backup. So they're like having a J sesh while they play some ball. And then Riley and Brooks are shopping. And so they're talking about who they're hanging out with. And he likes Ariana. He's like, she just moved here. Do you know her? She's like, I haven't spoken with her since I was like 10. So.
And then we see this flashback of like baby Riley and baby Ariana. And Riley's like, do you have a boyfriend? And Ariana's like, yes. How did you know? And Riley goes, if I had a boyfriend, my mom would whoop me as hard as she could.
So Riley's like, yeah, once our parents fell out, it's like, who's going to bring their child to hang out with someone's child who they don't really mess with? So what happened between your moms? And then we see the clip of, wait a minute, how much total was made off of Tardy for the party? And Candy's like, 80 to 100,000 at least. And all I've ever gotten was $3,000 or $4,000. And you think you should make 80?
Yeah. And Kim's like, I think so. Do you have any money, by the way? So then Riley's like,
Ariana took it.
So back to present, Riley says, we're probably so different from how we were when we were younger. Yeah, because you guys were 5 years old. I think you might be a little different.
Yeah. So then we go back to Charlie and the boys. He's like, yeah, I did it, Chloe. She's really fucking hot. I could see it happening. Like, we drank, you know, we talked. Like, we barely even ordered appetizers. Like, I would be like, you know, like, bathtub. And she'd be like, umbrella. And I'd be like, wall paint. She'd be like, oh my god, it was crazy, you guys. They're like, yeah,
yeah,
you guys,
we like
are
touch arms
it. You guys you are like long term.
Yeah, man, you're doing great. And Shy's like, that's wonderful. Quiet, Shy, you're not on the show yet.
Your name is Shy, you're not supposed to speak.
This is Dylan's moment to make it big on Bravo, so cede the floor, Shy.
So back to Brooks starting to spin out. He's like, what's your opinion on friends dating friends' siblings? I don't like it. And he tells her the whole story. And she's like, what? I would be really upset. That's like out of pocket to text somebody that.
Yeah. And Brooks is like, I feel like you're really good at articulating what I think, but I can't say it.
He's like, yeah, I don't like people texting me like that. So then the other guy's like, you guys are going to get married. And he's like, I don't like it. Sending me disrespectful texts about my sister is crossing a line and I'm not okay with it. Okay, Brooks. Okay. Y'all get it out. So now we go back to Ariana and Hudson apartment hunting, and she's bouncing on a grate on the sidewalk, which is just so Zolciak.
It's like,
her.
Oh my God. It's like the two metal doors that are like bound by like some old deadbolts. So she's bouncing on it up and down. She's like, it's like a trampoline. And Hudson's like, yeah, but you don't know if you're going to fall through or not. So she's like, yeah, whatever. I love the trampolines in New York. It's like New York. I'm safe. Everyone knows New York City, a place for safety. Okay, I have wanted a clothing line forever, and Atlanta doesn't offer so much. Like, no trampolines in the middle of the ground there. So when it comes to my career path, New York is really the place to be.
So they go look at a little tiny place, and it's a New York apartment, but it's been done like farmhouse modern, which I don't like that. Like, you're in New York. Please don't fall into the Joanna Gaines of it all, you know? And also, it's too late. Yeah.
She's like, when it comes to apartments and like this clothing line, money is like always on my mind. And Hudson and I differ there because like I work an online job so I can have a paycheck and he doesn't have to worry about it. And then they see a dead pigeon outside their window and they're like, oh my God, it's a dead pigeon. And says like, RIP pigeon. But then it's like the pigeon is like, I was just like taking a nap, and just like flies off. And it's like, oh my God, it's alive.
Yeah, so this is one of those New York scenes where people are like, oh my God, this costs $6,000. There's not even a closet. We need more. I need like 5 bedrooms and a closet and 3 toilets. Yeah.
She literally says, I think we need to have a 2-bedroom because we want our moms to be able to have somewhere to stay. No, that doesn't work that way in New York City. Anywhere else, sure, you want to have a spare bedroom for when your parents visit. But you're in New York City. There's no such thing as a spare bedroom.
Yeah, no. So she tells us that Hudson comes from a blessed family, and it's because he started Zaxby's Chicken Restaurant. It's been around for like 40 plus years. So
yeah, I haven't heard of Zaxby's, but I just trust that it's like a big deal somewhere.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he's loaded. He's like, why don't we double the budget, babe? Because the realtor's like, yeah, if you want all that stuff, it's going to cost you $9 million a month. And he's like, got it. She's like, no, because I want to contribute rent. And I can't physically wrap my head around $6,000 a month. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just looking up to Zaxby's, of course, because I need to know about this. Let's try to see where the locations are. I can't find it. All I know is there's none in Los Angeles. So whatever, dead to me. So now
I think so.
Really?
Let me see. Zaxby's location and hours. Dun 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 dun. Oh, they just give you a map, but then you have to like put in your address. Wait, hold on. Put my zippy in there. Let's see where there's no results by me. But that doesn't mean anything. I mean, I think it's probably like an Atlanta thing.
Yeah, it looks like it's a fast food spot. So it's, I guess, close to Raising Cane's. There's an article that says, I'm a food reporter who went to Zaxby's for the first town. And I found it to be ever so slightly less flavorful. Okay.
So Recipes now has an article that says Zaxby's just launched an all new menu we never saw coming. Zaxby's targets New Mexico for expansion, seeks franchise partner. Zaxby's late night menu offers $9.99 mix and match. I think it's a big deal.
I want to go to Zaxby's so badly right now. I'm so hungry. Zaxby's is coming to New Jersey and Pennsylvania. So that's exciting.
There you go. They're huge.
Zaxby's has arrived, everyone.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Every big moment starts with a big dream. But what happens when that big dream turns out to be a big flop? From Wondery and Atwill Media, I'm Misha Brown, and this is The Big Flop. Every week, comedians join me to chronicle the biggest flubs, fails, and blunders of all time, like Quibi.
It's kind of like when you give yourself your own nickname and you try to like get other people to do it.
And the 2019 movie adaptation of Cats.
Like, if I'm watching the dancing and I'm noticing the feet aren't touching the ground, there's something wrong with the movie.
Find out what happens when massive hype turns into major fiasco. Enjoy The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Get started with your free trial at wondery.com/plus.
Every successful business starts with an idea, and on the best idea yet, we're obsessed with those light bulb moments.
Like how a bored barista invented the Frappuccino during his downtime, and then it got acquired by Starbucks.
Or how Patagonia's iconic fleece was inspired by a toilet seat cover.
On the best idea yet, we dive into the untold origin stories behind the products you're obsessed with and the bold risk takers who made them go viral.
These are the wild ideas and insights that made Birkenstock the best-selling sandals since Jesus.
And made Super Mario the most played video game in the history of attention span.
Yeah, Nintendo almost became a ramen company until Super Mario saved it.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Follow The Best Idea Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And if this podcast lasts longer than 45 minutes, call your doctor.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Now it's time to go to New Jersey with Gia, a lifestyle and beauty influencer and former immigration law school lawyer to be. So we hear Gia being like, I honestly get so fucking drained constantly driving into the city. My mom is Teresa Giudice from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Here she is. Okay. I met Brooks at BravoCon. BravoCon happened and Brooks and I were hanging around the city one day and we just really hung out and we had a great time together.
Yeah. So like now we're friends. And like we hit it off right away. And so she's talking to, we see the flashback to the dinner and she's like, yeah, well, first I'm going to go to the south of France and then I'm going to be in Mallorca and then I'm going to Ibiza.
They're all like, gross. The girl from New Jersey is talking to us.
No, she just keeps listing all these places. So they're all planning to meet up at the runway show, okay? So now Amira's getting glam. She's like, guys, I'm so nervous to get, like, glam for my makeup show. I'm basically, like, the last one. So, like, I have to give, like, a mega drama.
And then her boyfriend is like, you're nervous in the moment. You'll be good. So then everyone's, like, cheering her on, like, Amira, don't worry. You can do it. And Gia's like, hey, guys. Just left New Jersey, be there in like 8 years. It's like so hard to get across there. It's like so hard. So
she's like, when you live in New Jersey, there's like one way to get in and one way to get out, unless you're deported. But like, then you have to go through the Holland Tunnel and there's like water that could come in and you could like die. So like if there's traffic, that's it. You're done. Stick a fork in me.
What about the PATH train? Why don't you just take the PATH train in?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, it's actually easier to take public transportation in and out of Jersey. Yeah.
I feel like the PATH train, you'd be in and out of there in 25 minutes. And she's
Teresa
like,
would die. She'd be like, oh my God, not my daughter. Not my daughter.
I'm not sending it down no PATH. You saw what happened to Red Riding Hood.
So Gia's driving in, and which sounds awful. And then now they're at the show and everyone's showing up and Brooks has a bouquet of flowers and he's like, oh my God, I have like a hideously, hilariously small bouquet. I hope this doesn't give anyone the ick. Chloe, do you have the ick for my bouquet? She's like, yeah, I do.
So he goes with the, he's like still doing this Charlie thing. He's like, oh my God, like Charlie, I get steamrolled in our friendship. And like, it's funny, but like, don't make me stick up for myself. Like right now, cause I'm like getting steamrolled by Charlie. And meanwhile, Charlie's like, hey, how's it going? He's like, oh, steamrolled.
And so Riley's just going to stay out of this because she doesn't want to deal with it. So now the show happens and Amira comes out and they are like, oh, that's
like they're
Amira.
Dead people. I did not know what the show was supposed to be, but they were like zombies or freshly murdered dead people with blood and gore all over them doing the runway. And they're like, wow, that was a little.
That was, what was the word? Liminal. That was so liminal.
That was liminal.
I am like post liminal now because it was so amazing. Oh my God, there's Charlie and I hate confrontation.
Dun, dun, dun. And Charlie's like, yeah, I mean, Amira did great, like for a fashion show. I mean, she walked. So, I mean, I guess if you could walk, you did a good job.
So they all go, all the kids go out to like a restaurant afterwards or a bar or something. They're all sitting around. And so Georgia sits down and she meets Riley for the first time. And Georgia's like, wait, Riley, are you in the city? She's like, yeah, I'm in Brooklyn. She's like, wait, where were you before? She's like, I lived on top of Cat's Deli. Oh my God. I did like a birthday party thing like 2 years ago. It was like the Cat's Deli Diplo party. You know, Riley was like, yeah, the thing that kept me up for until like 4 a.m. Stupid fucking losers downstairs.
That's the one that called
going to a deli.
Yeah.
George is like, the parties I throw are like really, really unique. Like I worked on the Cat's Deli Diplo party, which by the way, I could just end the show there. The Cat's Deli Diplo party. Yeah.
Cat's Deli Diplo party.
Yeah. We turned the most iconic New York restaurant into like a rave for the night with Diplo DJing. There was like 1,000 people in the street. Also Anna Delvey's clubhouse arrest party. She like got released from prison. And then she like threw like this, we threw like a hot nightclub in her house arrest apartment. And it was actually like the hottest party in New York City. So I was like really proud of that.
She says, you guys, Cat's Deli got famous because of When Harry Met Sally. You remember that, right? And they're like, no. You know, it's the famous scene where she like fakes an orgasm and Riley's like, I don't even know that show.
It's like, okay, random girl sitting here. Have you heard of How I Met Sally? And the girl's like, no. She's like, okay, useless. You're all useless. Not getting invited to the next Cat's Deli Diplo DJ party.
And then in her confessional, she's like, yeah, something's not hitting with these people. Like, it's not aligning. Like, am I an alien? I've never felt like that in New York. And is it like maybe because Riley and Gia are like from here? I mean, Gia's from Jersey, but like, I mean, that doesn't count. So
all I know is that when I throw a rave at Lonnie Anderson's guest bedroom, they're not going to be there. So then she's joins them and they're like, oh my God, Ava. And the other,
she's like, yeah, I was in an event for my friend, my favorite shoe designer, Manolo Blahnik. And everyone's like, oh my God, your shoes. Yeah, you guys, fun fact, Manolo knows what Harry Met Sally is.
I also love the bookends of shoes on this show, where we started off with Ariana with her mangled up Christian Louboutins that were probably fake because her mom gave them to her, I'm assuming. And then we have like Manolo Blahniks. Yes. So then like, oh my God, Manolo Blahniks. So Georgia is like, wow. And she goes and she touches the Manolo Blahniks. She touches the bottom of the shoe. She doesn't just like graze it. She actually like pets the bottom of the sole. Like she touches it and like she sort of strokes the bottom of the shoe and everyone's grossed out.
Yeah, she's like, wow. So Gia's grossed out and Riley's grossed out. And Riley's like, oh my God, she just touched her eye after she touched that shoe. And she's like, yeah, you just never voluntarily touch the bottom of someone's shoe in New York. Like, people piss everywhere. That's disgusting.
And we see footage of Georgia doing it again in like slow motion and then truly touching her eye afterwards. It's like foul.
Like rubbing her eye. And Riley, I knew this like, scene was going to get you going.
It was hilarious. And Riley was like, I have no words. Like, don't touch me. And Georgia's like touching everyone with her, like her hands and everything. And she's like, wait, Charlie, do you have a good time with Chloe? Do you want to invite her to the Orville Redenbacher pop-up, literal pop-up, popcorn pop-up that I'm going to be doing at the Ed Koch Grave Memorial? Do you? And Charlie's like, yeah, I did.
She would say, I'm a perfect gentleman, I'm sure. And Riley's like, I don't think anyone's ever said that about you. And she's like, well, Brex is too nice. Like, don't say that. It'll give him anxiety, okay?
Yeah. And so Brex is like, he texted me after the date and was like, come meet us out tonight. And if Chloe and I aren't already back at my place, like, it's just like not chill.
She's like, oh my God, how didn't you freak out? He's like, I mean, is that like a joke about fucking my sister? And like, oh my God. So Charlie hears this because he's doing it right in front of Charlie. So he's like, what are you guys talking about, Brooks? I mean, I can't hear you speaking to me. And Gia says, well, I think like he wouldn't be comfortable dating your sister right now with like, I guess like with the way you act.
It's like, well, why are you telling me this? And like, why is not Brooks not telling me this? Like, why are you the voice box, bro? Brooks like, I just don't think it's appropriate. Like, it's appropriate setting getting into it. This is like the post Amira fashion show setting. Like, not cool, bro.
Yeah, but like, I like that she's speaking for him and like his mouthpiece for him. She's like, I'm not his mouthpiece. I'm just a nice friend. Also, Melissa Corga's a fucking bitch.
Like, I care about you and you're like a really good friend and I have like a lot of love for you and I just like don't want this conversation to go the wrong way. And Riley's like, well, you know how respectful Brooks is and he doesn't want to say anything that like pushes it.
Yeah. So Riley's like, I used to be called Captain Save-A-Ho, but I'm not doing that anymore. And so Gia's like, clearly is not like telling you a million times on his end that he's like getting defensive. Like, that's just what's happening. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, everyone's like basically rallying around Brooks right now. And Brooks is like, I texted you and I said, don't be disrespectful to my sister. Like, and you said, like, meet us out unless she's home with me. Like, that's like gross. And Charlie's like, he's like, no, I never said that. I'll show you the chat. But then, of course, it's right there in the chat. He's like, okay, fine. It was like one thing I said out of everything else.
He's like, sorry, it was one inappropriate joke. Sorry, is that what you want? Sorry, ladies. And he's like, I'm not okay with him disrespecting my sister. Okay, wrap it up. Wrap it up.
He's like, I don't think I did anything wrong. I mean, I would fuck Chloe, but like, I wouldn't say it to him. It was just to piss him off, you know? It's like, so he's like, should I call Chloe right now? Brooks, I'm sorry. But for what? What are you sorry for?
I don't know. He's like, I don't even know. You know what? I'm sorry for the joke about Chloe. There, I said it. You want to go smoke? So the boys go smoke and the girls go to the bathroom. So now we just hear the girls in the bathroom and we hear Riley go, girl, you don't wash your hands? And George is like, I don't really believe in that. I'm pro-germ, so.
Riley's like, I don't know if you're serious or not. She goes, I'm dead ass.
She goes, wait, so you really don't wash your hands? She goes, no, I was like the kid in New York City eating candy off the sidewalk. I don't wash my hands when Harry licked Sally on a fucking subway train. Okay.
That's not something to brag about. Riley's like, I think Georgia's interesting. And Riley's like, I would hold your hand, but you didn't wash them.
So. Yeah, because they're talking about manicures. And she's like, yeah, I'm not taking your hand. Okay. She goes, no, look, seriously, like no allergies. I never get the flu. Like maybe it's crazy, but I think as a kid growing up, like I had no sense of germs. Like I touch worms, like touch your mouth, touch worms, touch your eye, touch poop. Like who cares? And Riley's like, yeah, I guess your body's definitely had time to adjust to stuff.
Yeah, no, this girl's crazy. Like yesterday on Below Deck, we were talking about the guy who was scanning everything with a black light. And I was like, you know, too much is too much. Like, you know, sometimes it's okay to have a few germs. And I do think like you don't want to be totally insane about it. And then like, you know, it's good to have some germs, but like the going to the bathroom and then like not washing your hands, the touching the bottom of the shoes, that's a bit too much for me, I think.
Yeah. And then just like making your stance that I never wash my hands. It's just my thing. Like I love germs, so get me as dirty as possible. Like and then she goes, crazy germs how polar opposite these days have been on Bravo with that.
I know. She's like, germs kind of grow your microbiome. This is not me making this up. I read about it in Liminal Science magazine. It's scientifically proven. Germs are good.
But it's interesting how both of the people on those shows used it to define their personality, right? Like the guy on Below Deck is like better than everybody, so everybody's filthy. And this girl's like, I am so New York. Like I love New York germs. That's how New York I am. Like I don't even get sick because I'm from New York.
Yeah. So Riley tells Brooke, she's like, I was like, you don't wash your hands. And she was like, oh, I don't really believe in that. No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
Oh, and Ava just goes, I hope she doesn't get pink eye. And so now George is getting defensive because they're like all mean girling her. Like they're all like laughing at her and looking at her like up and down. And she's like, I mean, fuck me if I'm wrong, but I was raised not to wash your hands. Okay. Like Katz himself didn't wash them. Probably. I think maybe. And Charlie's like, yeah, I could give a fuck less if Georgia washes her hands. Like I don't wash my hands after I touch my dick in the bathroom. Like my dick's clean. I don't need to go scrub my shit. Like,
yeah, but you're probably getting, well, first of all, your dick is probably not as clean as you think. It's probably got swampy in there. Let's be honest. It probably got a little swampy. So you're getting your dick swamp onto your fingers.
Ew.
And let's be honest. There probably was some splashback from the urinal. So wash those hands.
Yeah, wash them up.
Just give it a rinse. At least
just lie. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to make your stance like I'm not washing my hands. Because now, like, it's going to be the whole season. So she's saying bye. She's like, okay, bye, everybody. I'm just going to leave. Okay, bye. So she goes to hug Riley, and Riley pulls away. And she's like, no, I don't want you to touch me. Sorry.
And Mira's like, that's crazy. She's like, bye. And you're like, So Georgia is like, girl, I literally just met you tonight and you're telling me what to do with my body that has nothing to do with you. Like, what happened to my body, my choice? Honestly. I was like, oh God, I love this show. We're elevating
it. She and Riley are just looking after her, and she is like, that bitch will touch everything. Like, she doesn't care.
Oh God, I love this Looney Tune making it a stance about this is what I do with my body. I'm like, yeah, but you're doing it, but you're touching my body with your body choices. So stop it.
Oh my God. So silly. What a fun show.
Really fun. And I'm looking for, it was obviously the show was kind of like, because it was the first show, it was sort of all over the place in a way, like introducing all these people. So I'm really looking forward to once it settles into its groove, not a criticism, but I'm just looking even more forward to it going forward as it comes together. It was so funny. I loved it.
Yeah. Good times, guys. Good times. Good times. Well, we'll be back tomorrow with a little Sommerhausen and later this week with Dwell Hello. Don't forget to get tickets for our final live show, Seattle on the 12th for Real Housewives of Miami and LA on the 19th for The Valley, everybody. We will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Rigging the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets a name from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She gets an A, it's Kelly B.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
We're on the floor with Molly Dorsett.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.